step into the bardic basement and ascend to a higher perspective. In this week's Bardic Basement Bite Size, we have Chuck the Poet. I would describe Chuck as being quite a humorous poet.
Hello. Hello. Good evening. Welcome. Thank you very much. Gerald, Lanton, Rob, Sandy, Imogen. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Nice of you to join us. Lots of clever writing, cunning linguistics, and of course, deep joy. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the alternative. I come to you on this Zoom call today. I'm not a big fan of Zoom calls. Got to say, I'd rather be on a stage with a microphone yelling at people to sit down, shut up and sup your beer. But obviously, that will hopefully happen soon. Obviously, we all want to get back to the Three Cocks in Kettering and be there. But of course, if we did that, all of you wonderful people from all over the planet maybe wouldn't be able to join us. So we'll have to sort out with Rob, see if we can record Run Your Tongue when it goes live. That would be tremendous. So, yeah, I've just released my third book, Large Fromage, available in one good bookshop. It's true. Along with Jelly Toffee, my second book. But we'll get onto that later. You can also, if anybody enjoys this next, I don't know, hour and a half. If anybody enjoys this, you can go to my YouTube channel. Just look for Chuck the Poet. Thank you. So I'll start with this. This is from the new book, The Difficult Third. This is a poem called Windy Wig. The wind was blowing through the precinct. It was such a swirly day. Leaves and the odd plastic bag catching the breeze and sway. There's a wig! Lost, blown and abandoned. Looks like a rat that's dead. But don't approach it. It's menacingly dangerous and completely off its head. You've got to think about it. It's a wig. And this is why we have these problems with Zooms, because you don't get the feedback. Anyway, flipping fly. Has anybody got any flies in their kitchen? Has anybody got a blue kitchen? Apparently blue kitchens make flies go away. Anyway, flipping fly. The flipping fly flew, buzzed and bobbed, up and down and round. Needing to rest its little wings, it settled on the ground. I pounced, trapping that blue bottle with a spoon and a plastic fork. Pulled off its wings with evil joy. That fly became a walk. Thanks very much. I can only see one person clapping. This was written whilst in the COVID lockdown. So I'll start. It's quite a long one. I don't know how long I've got, but I'll go with this. I don't know which side I'm on. I'll try this. It's called The Journey. I'm going on a journey not far to the great indoors to open up some cupboards and peer inside some drawers, search about the darkness hidden under stairs, delve through all the debris, clumps of aged old dog hairs, that smell of musk that's kind of dank, trapped under the carpet, an old French franc. Why did we keep all of those jars? It's rarely ever a Ming. Collection of odds and sods, bits and bobs, a boy band badge and string. A chewed plastic crocodile, boxes of cassettes taped off the radio, old half pots of paints lined up in a row, magazines and papers, one odd shoe. An old curled over toothbrush, half a bottle of Taboo. Lids and pans not used anymore. A bent bracket to fix something to the floor. Where did that come from? Just one oar. The blanket will take camping, still covered in straw. Granddad's antique brass trench art kept after the war. What's left of a snapped off blade from a junior hacksaw? A ticket for dry cleaning, button and four screws, one small piece of Lego, the bit you always lose. Some tea cards wrapped in a lazy band, perished but still intact. Picture, of course, on one side, the backside full of fact. Two empty film containers sat next to a snooker cue. Unused disposable camera, a tube of super glue, bandages, unfolded napkins and tea towels, old but useful filament bulbs, an ornamental owl. There's that football pump adapter you need to blow balls up, chipped and useless gift from York in a guise of an old egg cup. Treasure never lost or found, just forgotten or displaced. Items brought on a whim, never thought for or too much haste. This could be one of the first of many excursions. What I want now is a sugary cup of tea. Maybe with a biscuit in front of the TV. I'll plan another expedition, drifting off tucked up in bed. Take a torch into the garden. Search what inside the shed. I'm dreaming of a journey. Not far to the great indoors, to open up some cupboards and peer inside some drawers. So, with that, I'll do one from Jelly Toffee, because it's quite fun. Again, no feedback, because I can't hear it. But this is a very short one called Origami. I love origami. I have many a favourite fold, like sink, reverse and mountain, creating something that you can hold. When Sky broadcast the finals, I tuned in. I simply just had to, but I couldn't see the folding moves because it was only on pay-per-view. Pay-per-view. So that was from Jelly Toffee. That just appeared in the Stamford Walker's bookshop. So if anybody's from Stamford or want to enjoy a nice day out in a quaint little town, lots of big buildings made of stone. That's a nice one. So I'll do this one last because it is reflective of the time of period we're in. Chuck the Pope's from the first book, Beer, Bread and Biscuits. It's actually the first poem. This is called A Short Summer. And I think this is probably what we're going to expect this year. Short because it won't last very long, but it will feel like ages because we'll still be locked up indoors. A short summer. I wear my shorts in summer cause the legs ain't long. To wear shorts in the winter time, I know this would be wrong. Chilblains on my knobbly knees, I catch a cold and sneeze. Jack Frost would nip my ankles, my balls would feel a breeze. My name's been Chuck the Poet. You've been a fantastic audience. I'll say good night and thank you very much. Cheers.
You can find his social media links in the description. And another thing. You can support the Bardic Basement by going to our Ko-fi page. Thank you. You can donate by going to the link in the description.